Recently, the city of Buffalo removed this statue of Christopher Columbus from Columbus Park. At the time, it was announced that statue might be placed elsewhere. Now, the group Bella Ciao Buffalo is responding to the development and issuing its own agenda. Part of that group, and with us this morning by phone, Emily Tirana. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, so the Columbus statue, of course, has been removed, and there is this talk about relocating it. What does your group think about that?
So while we are very grateful that the statue has been removed, we think that the pageantry and the disrespect and disregard for the indigenous peoples and indigenous groups that have been calling for this statue to be removed and for that park to be renamed for years and years, to have those folks totally cut out of the equation, not invited to the press conference, not even mentioned during anyone's remarks, we find that to be incredibly disrespectful to our heritage as young Italian and Sicilian Buffalonians. And we just want the city of Buffalo and the Federation of Italian American Societies to do better.
Emily, I'm curious. I think across America right now, we're in a lot of living rooms with generations of families talking about race right now. Some conversations that are evolving. That's probably a nice way of saying it. Just kind of curious, perhaps maybe in your family or friends or whatever the case may be, how are the conversations going when it comes to the legacy of Christopher Columbus?
I come from a big Sicilian family. Our family immigrated here to Buffalo from Palermo and Racconigo, Sicily, in the early 1900s, late 1800s. And at that time, Christopher Columbus was not seen as this point of pride, right? He was seen as a failure. And because of the struggle and the strife and the real challenges and oppression that our people faced when they came to the United States and in leaving Southern Italy and Sicily, we needed a person to kind of glob onto and say, hey, we too are American. And so I think the conversations that I'm having with my father and having with some of my cousins and my sisters, this big familia, is that we don't have to be proud of Christopher Columbus anymore. Like, there are so many other Italian and Sicilian Americans, Italian and Sicilians in our motherland that we can be proud of and claim.
Bella Ciao Buffalo, not familiar with this up until recently. Can you tell me about your group?
Yeah, so we are a fairly recent formation of young Italian and Sicilian Americans. We're founded by three young queer people. So I think it's really important that we, as the next generation, although not exclusively the next generation, we have folks of all ages in our group, that we are really changing the narrative of what the Italian and Sicilian Buffalonian experience is. Because for very long, the old guard has spoken for us, and we are grateful for their work and their contributions. And also, we want to have a seat at the table of what how we define what it is to be a young Sicilian or Italian Buffalonian. And that is that we are anti-racist, we are queer, we are women and non-binary and trans folks, and we are calling for our brothers and sisters and siblings and cousins to rethink what it means to be an Italian Sicilian. And that is very much to root ourselves in solidarity with Black, Indigenous, and other people of color, and say that glob onto the system of white supremacy anymore.
Sure. And then finally, Emily, I'm just kind of curious. We woke up the other day to find out that the Christopher Columbus statue had been removed. It was a little bit of a stunning moment, at least from my perspective. But are you surprised that that you're getting the kind of response to your demands here?
I'm not, actually. I think that I'm very surprised in the way in which that statue was removed. I'm surprised, and though also very not surprised, at the reasons why it was removed. Someone from the Italian American Societies, the Federation of Italian American Societies, said that they wanted it taken down so as not to be insulted by any kind of defacement of this controversial symbol. And I think that when I woke up and I read that, and I saw the press conference, I immediately got on the phone with all with my friends and my family, and we were just like, absolutely not. This is not controversial. This is not the reason why we should be taking this statue of this horrible man down. And I very much believe that if you build it, they will come. And so we're speaking to a heartbeat within our community that says, actually, we are anti-racist. Actually, we're for structural change. Actually, we want to decenter ourselves and center Indigenous peoples and other folks that have been harmed. And they've responded, which is really quite beautiful.
Emily Toronto, a pleasure talking with you this morning. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much.